Oh, yeah. Because we haven't seen assumables in forever because rates have been down.
Well, and if we had an assumable, it was 6 or 7%. Who would want to assume that when you could get 4?
Yeah, and now you're assuming them at whatever the rate is on your note just so that they qualify. So you're right. I mean, a lot of people are grappling about FHA because it's got the MIP for the life of the loan. FHA serves its purpose. We do more FHAs than we do conventionals or VA. We do. Of course, VAs are the best loan you can have, but you have to be a veteran. But FHA is an awesome loan, and it just fits certain people, and the majority of the people it fits.
Well, and I had one, and I can't say on the radio what I was going to say, but an individual, he goes, well, how come a veteran didn't have to put any money down?
Hello.
I said, because they earned the right, folks. Really?
Why are we here?
Yeah. Every day they earn their right.
I'm a big believer, and you are too, on the VA loans.
Yes.
For a veteran, and nothing makes me madder than for somebody to tell people they can't use their VA because of the fact that there might be a repair, or there might be this, or there may be
that.
It's
not that anymore.
It's their right that they can use their VA.
And before, I'll tell you this, on FHA and VA, the appraisers went and they killed the houses. That's way better now than it's ever been. It's normal.
Yeah. Well, all of our VA appraisers are also FHA appraisers and conventional appraisers. Yeah. No one is just a VA appraiser any longer.
So it's good rates. And conventional, conventional has it's about 20% down. And folks, why would it be important to put 20% down?
No mortgage insurance. But conventional also can go as little as 5%. And if you have really, 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 really good credit, the mortgage insurance is very, very little.
Like, how let's say a normal person, because I only get normal people. I don't have
people. Probably FHA is a better deal. Okay. But if you're, unless you're going to live there like for forever, who lives anywhere forever, not me and you. But if you live there forever, then because the mortgage insurance, the conventional is a better deal. But the normal person, FHA is a better deal.
And in fact, you know what the smartest thing I would do? I would go, Valerie, here's my situation. Here's this, this, and this. What do you think would be the best situation or the best mortgage for me to use? And she'll tell you.
Yeah. And some people will agree with me and some people won't. And as I always tell people, I'm giving you motherly advice as much as I'm giving you banking advice.
Mm-hmm.
Is that?
And she does.
And I do. I'm very opinionated.
Well, but you know what? But I'm also going to tell you this. And I had one guy, I don't know if you remember this, but a long, long time ago, we went and loaned up and he said, oh, it looks good. He goes, I didn't tell her one thing. And I was like, what? So I kind of had a little credit issue, you know, but I said, no. So we walked back in. This has been a long, long time ago. And I think he told us it was a bankrupt. Well, I don't remember what it was, but it was an issue. It was an issue that was important.
Right.
This is very, very important. No matter who you use, what you use, first of all, I'm going to say use a local person no matter what.
Yeah, but spill your guts.
But spill your guts. You know what? Because here's the deal. Valerie gets paid. I get paid. Almost everybody in this transaction gets paid if everything works successfully.
Mm-hmm. We're all on the same team.
If we get it right to the finish line, it doesn't close, guess what? Nobody wins. Everybody loses. So her job is to help you. She's not there.
That's right.
She's not the mean banker. She's the sweet banker.
Yeah. I'm a team member. And so therefore, and it may be that if it was something really bad that you need a little bit of time, we'll work through the time and make it happen.
So. I know a house I actually had. You worked with that lady over a year, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
To get her help.
Yeah, I've had people that I've worked with several years to get them where they need to be.
But I'm going to tell you the result. They have a beautiful home. They're happy as can be, and they have a great rate.
And I'll tell you, too, is that after you work on your credit for 2 years and you get where you need to be, your credit will be good for the rest of your life because you earned it. You worked for it. So.
Well, I know one. And folks, I'm going to tell you one other thing, too. When she helps you with her credit, this scared the tar out of me because it was one of our listings. And I know you helped the person get his credit back. And they were saying, okay, how big is a TV fit in there? Or what? I'm like, whoa, we hadn't closed yet. Okay, here's what you don't do.
Yeah.
You don't go buy a brand new TV, a brand new car, or a whole
washer, dryer, furniture
until after you close.
Cars, yeah. We get all sorts of things where people go out. Yeah, it is do not go buy anything during the process.
Well, I call the other realtor. I said, why do they want to know what size TV fits over the fireplace?
Yeah.
Because
I've had people actually have to take their furniture back, that they bought furniture and it hadn't been delivered yet. And they told me they had bought it. And I said, you need to undo that because you won't have a house to put the furniture in if you do that. So
you have some really nice furniture in the yard.
Exactly. So be cautious. Don't do anything crazy.
Well, and have fun. But folks, it is a great market right now. But that's something we talked about, and I use the deal. I still use the hare and the tortoise. We're the turtle, folks.
Mm-hmm.
That's the good thing. When something horrible happens, we go down a little bit.
Steady as you go. steady
as you
go.
We don't go up a lot.
Yeah.
But, you know, that doesn't hurt. Nobody gets hurt that way.
No. I think it's a very good thing. I would rather be here than anywhere I've ever done loans at other places. This is a much better place.
And according to Mark Dotzer, our chief economist, St. Angel's still one of the best places to live, one of the best economies. And one of the best places, he said, he asked him, I said, what would be your suggestion for investing money? He goes, buy the house door. Like, if I could talk, buy the house next door to you. He goes, that's probably the safest, soundest, best investment you can make. So, and that's from a guy who really knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. Pick your neighbors. Pick your neighbors.
I guess you can pick your neighbors. That's a good way to do it. But you know, what you look and the stuff that we've had, and I'm still, because I've been in it long enough, and I'm going, man, we've sold that house for $45,000, and I'm selling it for $145,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's been 10 years. Think about them.
We've had a very good market. Very, very, very good market. And hopefully we'll just continue forever.
A steady pace. Hey, folks, we appreciate Valerie, I really appreciate it. I know how busy you are, so I appreciate you sharing some of your knowledge and time with us. And I hope you entertain the people, too.
Thank you very much.
Folks, you have a great week. We'll catch you next week.